Welcome to the Holly Hibbard Podcast, the place for insights, advice, and real talk for parents of teens and young adults. If you're ready to equip, empower, and encourage your kiddo and yourself for success in our ever-changing world, this is the place for you. My name is Holly Hibbard, and with more than 20 years of experience as a school teacher, leadership coach, and relationship mentor, I know firsthand the unique challenges and growth opportunities that come with raising this generation. Today, as a professional coach and mentor, I help parents, teens, and young adults learn simple emotional intelligence habits they can use to manage their anxiety, cope with stress, and navigate the messy emotional moments that come with growing up. Each week, we'll practice getting comfortable having uncomfortable conversations about all things parenting, leadership, perspectives, and more. Understanding your teen or young adult doesn't have to feel confusing, scary, or hard, my friend. I'm giving you full-on permission to forgive your mistakes easily, ditch the guilt, and regain confidence in your ability to be there for your kid the best way you know how. So let's grow together. Well, hello, friends. Oh my goodness, it is good to be back. And maybe you didn't even realize that I wasn't here for a while. I have been. I've been very aware that I haven't been on the podcasting airways for a very long time. So this is long overdue. And let's be fully transparent here. I am having a moment of, oh my gosh, they're going to think that you fell off the face of the earth. They're going to think that you're not serious. They're going to think that you are inconsistent. And if you're supposed to be this mega guru, I hate that word, that they're going to second guess everything I have to say because I can't do it perfectly. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like, man, if it's not perfect, then it doesn't qualify or people won't take me seriously? And I think that perspective is a great way to start the show today because I feel that way all the time as a now wife, as a now mother. And this episode is really focused on the life changes that I have gone through that are making me question everything I've ever taught you. And I do acknowledge that part of that is because of this perfectionistic tendency or this image in my mind or perception that I think that being a great mom, a great wife, a great family member, a great daughter needs to look a certain way. So my purpose of this episode today is to help you and help myself to start to bust apart these expectations that we may have on ourselves while we are simply doing the best that we know how as we go through life. Some of the things are going to be unique to, I'll call it, midlife and being a middle-aged person. I'm 44 years old now, and definitely there's a different set of challenges that I am facing than I did when I was in my 30s, than I did when I was in my 20s. And I want to point that out not as an ageist remark, but rather as acknowledging that I know I've always had this level of self-awareness. And I can say looking back that I have consistently done the best that I know how in the moment and used the resources at that time in my life to provide the best support, the best advice, the best kind of love to the people in my life who listen to me, who trust me, who seek out my guidance in some way. And it's different. It's definitely different living midlife. And I'll share maybe a little bit of that story here in a moment. So let's start by highlighting why my life is so drastically different than the last time I put out an episode in 2023. In fact, I may not have put out an episode in 2023. I can't even remember in this moment. It's been so long. I want to take you back to January of 2023. So I'm currently recording this episode in March of 2024. And my January of 2023, oh my goodness, I had been in a relationship for just over a year with my then boyfriend who had this fantastic daughter, and my family and I had had this great Christmas time together with my mom and my brother and my then boyfriend and his daughter. And I started the year with such expectation and hopefulness for rebuilding my business, bringing back coaching clients, offering courses again. It just felt so good. I loved where I lived. I loved the time I had with my family. I was loving my relationship. I had been through so many years of yearning for that. And here it was. I was receiving what I had prayed for. Now, albeit my relationship area of my life was thriving and my business life was taking a little bit of a dip. And so I was harsh on myself for that reason too. Back then, thinking, why don't I have it all together? Why does it have to be one area of my life at a time? Why can't it all be winning all at once? And surely that is the thing that will bring me fulfillment. Well, then God laughed and the joke was on me. On January 6th of 2023, my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, granted, the staging came a little bit after that, but the journey really began on that day. And without going into all of the details of that, I think it's maybe obvious to say that my heart sank and the sadness began. And when you have a loved one, well, I can only speak for myself, with my journey with my mother and her cancer, my dad had passed over 10 years ago at this point. And I've been through the loss of a parent, which is, again, something that, barring traumatic events or sudden things that may cause a parent to pass away at a relatively early age, I don't have too many friends my age who had gone through the loss of a parent just yet at that time, because my dad passed when I was in my 30s. Well, now I'm in my mid-40s and I do have peers who have lost a parent. And I, off the top of my head, I don't think I have any peers in my age group that have lost both parents by this time. And so the sadness that's come upon me is, wow, so many wishes and prayers and hopes that yes, my mom will heal. Wishes and hopes and prayers that my mom won't suffer. And truth be told, the fear is really, holy cow, I'm going to be an orphan adult in my 40s, likely. And I don't know how I feel about that. It's pretty scary. And so in that moment with my mom's health, I became a parent to my mom. I became a caretaker of my mom. I don't live with her. However, I'm responsible for her appointments and phone calls and getting things together. And so my brother and I went into overdrive, handling all of those things and confronting mortality again. And it was so difficult and challenging. Well, 1 month into that, my then boyfriend proposed and became my fiance. And so the year 2023 got segmented into, I would say, 3 or 4 major chunks. The first quarter of the year was making sure my mom had everything that she needed to fight this cancer and just making sure that she got home. She was hospitalized for so long. We went through so many procedures and questions and heartache and worry and doing so many things we had never done before, because my dad's passing was very different than this with what my mom has gone through. And then quarter two of 2023 was all about moving in together, because we knew we were going to get married in September and we didn't live together. We had so much work to do to get me out of my old apartment, to consolidate all of our belongings in both places, to make sure that not us as a couple, but us and our kid can all live under one roof. We have everything that we need, that we're comfortable. And it's different, I will assert, that it's different when you have two people who are in their mid-40s getting married and merging lives, and you have a child or children in the mix, because you have to account for everything and everyone. Change is difficult for each person at a different level. It is incredibly stressful. So by the summer, we were all under one roof, thankfully. My mom was home, had lots of appointments, chemotherapy appointments, thankfully. So we were getting in a groove of scheduling. And then quarter three was all about planning the wedding. So we were planning a wedding, moving in together. My mom is battling cancer. That whole goal I had at the beginning of the year, I'm going to grow my business and bring back my podcast and boost my YouTube channel. No, everything out the window, totally out the window. We are merely just trying to figure things out day to day and adjust to these major shifts and challenges and keep the peace with each other and also internally, because that inner turmoil of, oh my goodness, I'm being asked to evolve, to change, to second guess what is most important to me. I really started questioning everything. I started questioning, yes, if I was making the right choices. Was I doing it perfectly? Absolutely not. And I stopped expecting that of myself. However, I still keep a very high standard of what I think I should or could be doing for all these people in my life and what it should look like. So if I'm going through that, I'm sure my then fiance was, my daughter-to-be was, certainly my mom, certainly my brother. And again, we're still only working in that realm of relationships and family and home life. I'm not even, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking about career, what's my purpose? And then the second thought to that was, forget about your purpose right now. Like, you have other things, bigger fish to fry. So then third quarter of the year, we get married. And then after the wedding, oh my goodness, there was that moment of peace where, okay, it's done, it's through. But then we went into the holiday season. And for those of you who are married, you will know, because I didn't know this, how challenging the first year of marriage is. We had been together going on 2 years at this point. However, we were new to being under one roof together as a family unit, not just two of us. And there are so many things that you learn about each other. Yes, when you live together, but when you have that covenant, when you have, we are Christians, my family and I, and when you live under the covenant of marriage, we take it very seriously, this bond, how we handle things. We really try to work through the things that we are experiencing using biblical principles, and oh my goodness, that is much easier said than done. So if you relate to that, I would love to hear from you, because I remember we had our friends and our marriage mentors come to us and say, wait a second, didn't anybody tell you the first year of marriage is the hardest? Because again, my expectation was, well, we'll have our honeymoon phase, right? Things will be great. We knew they'd be more challenging because we are a blended family. However, I didn't think it was going to be that challenging. So the whole year was this massive surprise. And then quarter four of last year, my mother's chemotherapy regimen changed, and it was far more taxing on her body, her energy level, than it had been to date. And it was devastating to watch, to see the fatigue kick in and the number of good days decreasing where she could go live her life normally, and the days of laying around all day, or what she'll call a bad day, increased. Very, very difficult to watch and to witness. And so as a result of all that, that cloud of sadness that was there at the start of 2023 has been with me this entire time. This is where I want to land with you the first point of today's episode, in that my life changes that I've gone through have made me question everything. And the first thing that I was questioning in my life was, am I doing it right? Because that sadness, was I supposed to be honoring that all the time and then ignoring the joys? Because if I didn't honor the sadness and the hardship my family was going through, did that make me a selfish person, a less humble person? I was questioning that. And then at the same time, there were all these moments of extreme joy having friends or family over to our home where we now lived together, showing people the minor but very time-consuming renovations that we had done in our place, making sure, planning our wedding, having our wedding day, which was so wonderful. So much joy in those moments. And at the same time thinking, man, if I enjoy this too much, am I disregarding that sadness? Am I disallowing myself from feeling that sadness or that grief that is sticking around? And if I'm ignoring my sadness, am I escaping my feelings? Am I using these joyful moments to tell myself or try to brainwash myself into thinking those things weren't happening? And I want to highlight that for you because here is what I have determined to be my truth in this moment. I absolutely have moments in my life where I'm experiencing grief and joy at the same time. If I am consistently expecting for every area of my life to be having the same level of success or joy or happiness all at the same time, I will live my life consistently disappointed. If I can look at each area of my life and say, you know what, today my career is not as great as I want it to be. But on the same day, my relationship is doing wonderfully. Or maybe the domain of health, my family or myself may be struggling, but then financially we may be doing really well. And I think that is what my friend Liz, who's phenomenal and a wonderful coach, will call harmony. Because harmony is knowing, much like with a choir, that certain singers in the choir are going to have their solo and their standout moments, while other members of the choir at the same time will be in the background. And then it may switch. Your background singers may become your lead. And if I walk around my life thinking everyone's going to be a lead singer all the time, I will consistently be disappointed and my expectations will not be met. So that is the first thing that I recognized I was questioning about my life as all these changes were happening. Is there a right or wrong way to honor the good things with the not so good things? And the answer is no. We all do, and I am doing the best that I know how, which is why I decided, you know, I do need to bring my voice back. I do need to bring a podcast back. And if it's not a multiple time a week show, or if it's every other week, the purpose of it is to give people something to potentially relate to, reflect on, understand. Because if we want to be the leaders of our family, the leaders for our kids, those of us who are raising kids, if we want to be the leader in our career place, having this ability to reflect on what is working and what's not working is so critical. The other thing I wanted to mention is, for those of you who've been following me for a long time, you know that relationship coaching has been at the crux of my coaching practice for many years. I've been coaching since 2013. I was a high school teacher for many years before that. So I've been mentoring over 20 years and specifically coaching for over 10 at this point. A number of those years I was coaching in relationships. I was single. I wasn't in a committed partnership because I just hadn't met the right person. I had been dating, and I'm grateful to look back at my clients' relationships, whether they were people who were in monogamous, committed relationships, people who were married, people who were single, who were looking for love. I'm grateful that I was able to teach them, like I just mentioned, how to reflect on their role in their lives and their relationship or lack thereof and grow who they are. I'm proud of the guidance I was able to give people. And now, being in a marriage and also raising a now 10-year-old at the same time, I definitely question so much of what I shared back then. Because listen, people, when I am in the thick of it with my family, a lot of the things that I teach people about how to listen, how to apply things, how to respond instead of react, how to apologize, oh my goodness, so much of that goes out the window. so much of it. And I share that because I think I probably back then, while I was recording all that content and helping so many people, if someone had sat me down and said, you know, Holly, when you get married someday, you're going to have these blowouts and all your own advice is not going to apply. I don't think I would have disagreed with you. I think I would have been at least honest enough with myself to say, yeah, I could see myself getting swept away in the moment and saying, forget what I learned. I want to react. I don't want to respond calmly. And I'm bringing that up in this episode because I could use this moment to look at everything I've created to support people and go, oh my gosh, that's not valid. That's not real because you're not the perfect picture, Holly, of what you tell people to be. And maybe you do the same thing. Maybe there are areas of your life where you feel you know better. You have learned that lesson. You have sought out help and you still catch yourself making the same mistakes over and over again. Or maybe you've created things in your life, in a career or for your business or social media posts for fun or for work. And you look back on some of those memories and you cringe. They're total cringe moments. I have some cringe moments for sure. And in this moment, I want to share with you all and finish up today's episode by telling you something that my husband and I told our 10-year-old the other day. The difference between how I am approaching my life right now when I make mistakes is I am owning my mistakes. I don't make a mistake and just say, I'm sorry, because I want the person to get off my back or go away, or I want to go back to doing the thing that I want to do, which that's a very real feeling. However, my mindset now and my goal when I make a mistake in how I communicate or in how I react or in how I discipline my child or in how I don't give the people in my life the kind of attention that they really want, the kind of love or the need that they really want, I have to step back and own my side of the fence and say to them, you know, I see I made a mistake there and I'm genuinely sorry. And here's how I want to improve on that. Here's how I see I could have been better. And you have my commitment that I'm going to aim to do that in the future when, not if, but when this situation comes up again. So can I question everything in my past and have cringe moments and think, oh my gosh, you don't even follow your own advice? Yes, but what is that judgment and that harshness against myself going to do? The answer is nothing except make me feel like garbage, and that doesn't help anybody. So my points of today's episode are, number one, your life is going to change and remember that you are consistently evolving who you are. Change is difficult for so many people. Even those who get a thrill out of change, there are things to adjust to consistently. And it's, yes, a part of life. And that may not be a newsflash to you, but some people deal with it better than others. The second thing I want to point out is when you have those cringe moments in your life of, I could have handled that change differently. I should have responded that way. I know better. Check yourself. Pause for a moment and recognize that level of expectation, that expectation of perfection that you have with yourself, and remind yourself that you are doing the best you can in that moment that you know how to do. And you might even look at yourself and say, I do know better, and I know that I'm not being my potential right now. But that moment of honest recognition and ownership, not blowing it off, is so key and very important. And point number three of the episode is, I do question some of the things I've taught to you all in the past. And as I go through previous content that I've created about parenting, about leadership, about relationships, I will probably start to bring more of those to the forefront and highlight for you what I still agree with in terms of the method, and what I disagree with or would do differently in terms of the method. What I can say for certain that has been consistent this entire time, however, are my values and my principles. I know what matters to me. I know who matters to me. I know that living a life of biblical principles is important to me, and allowing these life moments to refine me in the way that God intended. That is what I am living for. And as my family, my mom, my husband, my daughter, as we all go on the ride together, we're going to go through changes and some tough times and also some good times. And it isn't all going to be 100 in every category. And the minute I'm able to surrender to that, I can enjoy where I am at in the moment. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you all next time. Thank you for listening. I'm sending you the biggest hug from over here. I hope this episode brought you one step closer to being the leader in your life and family that you desire to be. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you'd take 30 seconds to help others discover the show. Share this episode with a friend or leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Screenshot this episode, share it with your takeaway on Instagram stories by tagging me at The Holly Hibbard. I would love to know what you think. Remember, you are not alone in this journey, and I'm always here to cheer you on and provide you with expert advice and support. Until next time, stay curious, remain encouraged, and keep empowering yourself. You're doing great, I promise.